by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. Things were strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
I'm not afraid. You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
It's Wink World! Party time! Excellent!
All right! Woo! Welcome to Wink's World. Here's your host, Wayne Campbell.
Party! It's 10:30. It's time to party. Welcome to Wayne's World. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Oh, party on, Garth. Okay. All right, we had an excellent summer.
Excellent.
Capped off by an even better Halloween. My girlfriend, Cassandra, went as a brick, and I went as a bricklayer. I am thanking you.
All right. I went as Barney, the purple dinosaur. I got my ass kicked.
That was pretty harsh. Okay, of course, the main thing that we've been up to is going to the movies. So, with that in mind, let's go to the movies. It's Wayne's World, it's at the movies, party time, excellent! Woo! Okay, all right. Okay, one of the first movies we saw this summer is The Fugitive, starring Harrison Ford. I thought it was excellent.
I thought it was mega excellent. But, you know, I think it would have been better if the one-armed man was like the one-legged babe or the no-index finger guy.
Yeah. Hey, you know, maybe that guy Bobbitt should do the sequel. Okay, let's move on. To the piano, all right? This movie sucked.
This movie sucked.
I mean, yeah. That was like such a chick movie, man.
Total chick movie.
Yeah.
Okay, My Life with Michael Keaton and Nicole Kidman. I thought it was great.
Yeah, me too. You know, everyone told me that I would just like cry all the way through it, but I didn't. As if I'm gonna cry during that scene where Michael Keaton's baby is born, and he thanks God for letting him live long enough to see it.
When he tells his dad that he loves him.
Okay. Let's move on to something lighter. This next movie was great, albeit obscure. It came out during the spring. It's called The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun. Cool. I thought it was excellent.
Oh, yeah. It was really excellent. It was about this little mythical elfin creature with a really wicked toad. Do you remember that guy? Do you remember?
Oh.
I'm the Leprechaun.
Whoa!
Don't try and steal me, pot of gold. Garth!
Stop it.
I'm
You're scaring
leprechaun.
Me, Leprechaun man.
I'm the Leprechaun.
No.
Garth, come on.
But I saw the Leprechaun man.
Oh, no, it's me, Garth.
I saw the Leprechaun.
Just chill, it's all me. Right. All right, pixie dust, all right? Pixie dust. I mean...
But I thought you were...
I know, you thought I was the Leprechaun. Ah!
Garth, it's me.
Pixie dust. We're in Aurora, okay?
I saw the leprechaun.
We're in Aurora.
Oh, we are?
We're not
okay.
In Ireland. Okay, chill. All right, sweetie, pixie dust. Okay, let's move on, all right? The Remains of the Day with Academy Award winners Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson. I thought it was a tour de force portrayal of the repressed emotions of the English psyche. Set against the backdrop of fascistic pre-war Britain, I thought it was breathtaking. Garth?
Sucked. All right. Carlito's Way. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it. Hey, I love the ads for this movie, you know? It went, Pacino, from the man who did The Godfather.
Serpico.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Scarface.
But you notice they didn't do Cruising. Okay, all right.
Why?
I don't get it.
Why?
Something is missing. Yeah. All right, Jurassic Park. Oh, man, I loved it.
Yeah, it was real cool and real scary.
Oh, yeah.
And Laura Dern, boy, she's a babesaurus.
Swing. She's a Tyrannosaurus sex. A major chickadactyl. Okay, and finally, we saw one more movie. It was called
Live from New York! It's Saturday night!
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Who the hell are you?
What the hell is going on? I'm robbing you! Stop him! Did you shoot at me?
No, you moron. There's police all over the place. Hundreds of them.
Do I look that stupid?
Yes, you do.
If you shot at me, where's your gun?
Well, you're too sharp for me. You got me figured out. I don't have one.
That was a brand new tire. Give me your keys.
I don't believe this.
Give the bag to Bozo, drop the gun, and put your hands in the air.
Who said that?
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth. Perhaps we should shoot him.
It's the police department.
Really?
No, with the National Rifle Association.
Christ.
I'm so
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall.
Video watch. Just re-released on video is the movie Gremlins, though I really can't imagine why. Now, I know some people found this movie fun, but me, I'd rather spend 2 hours having root canal work done. What's fun about a movie full of ugly, slimy, mean-spirited, gloppy little monsters who run amok and attack innocent people? Our moviegoers so desperate for entertainment, that this kind of trash can pass for fun. Whoa, wait a minute! This is kidding! Oh, a 10! It's a 10!
Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared, well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Celia. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We gotta all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Your ego is totally out of control. I gotta agree with Hunter on this. You know, do you actually, at 54 years old, want to take on the WWF champion in a fist fight? Your ego is huge. Matter of fact, while I'm on things, you know,
grapefruits.
The only one with just great ideas. Matter of fact, maybe I should be running the company a little bit. Hey!
Problems here.
Oh, no.
The faction's falling apart.
Oh, I see that. Oh, the look in your eyes, huh? The dynamic duo. Look at the ego, man. You guys have such giant egos. You know what? I don't think you know who I am. I'm the giant killer. Let me kill those giant egos for yours. You understand that? Two of you on me. You want that?
He is the giant killer. Now Shane's gonna look at it. And Triple H just knocked down Shane. And Stephanie slapped her husband. Oh, she slapped her father. Oh, now Shane got it. What the hell is going on here?
If you smell. Doesn't see a family feud. The Rock doesn't see the owner of a multi-million dollar company. The Rock doesn't even see a WWF champion. What The Rock does see is three of the biggest steaming, stinking, smoldering pieces of monkey crap.
Ah! Monkey crap! Smoldering?
All three. At one time being slapped around by a walking $2 slut.
Oh, $2? That's an insult. It sure as hell is. I'm hard living, I might add.
Now The Rock realizes that there are two other number one contenders for the WWF title. But the fact of the matter is this, is that The Rock is a number one contender too.
He's number one, too?
So having said that, The Rock says this. He wants his title shot, and The Rock wants it tonight.
What? And what
The Rock and Triple H. How do we get that sign?
He's only one of three contenders.
I know that, but he's...
Rock can't get everything he wants, can he?
He's a number one contender.
Now you left The Rock with two options. The first option is The Rock can go in the back, relax, and wait until you're ready to face the Great One.
Uh-oh, what's number two?
Or option number two.
I don't think they're going to like option two. Just got a feeling.
I can see what option two is.
And The Rock ambling down toward this very ring.
Get a weapon. Get something.
The Rock figured he'd get right in the middle of the people's ring and just whip your candy ass all over Rochester.
They carry it with them every step that they take.